Hello, welcome once again to Leto's Law. I'm Steve Leto. I did a video recently where I cracked a joke about people who say handbrake in reference to the parking brake. And I referred to it as an e-brake. And apparently a lot of confusion ensued based on the things that were said to me in the comments of the video. And we were talking about how in Canada, a Royal Canadian Mounted Police officer had given a warning to somebody who'd used their phone app in the drive-through to a fast food restaurant. And there's, of course, a lot of debate about that as well. But when the fast food restaurant was asked to comment on the people who use the app while driving, the restaurant had said, well, we suggest that you put the car in park and engage the handbrake before, you know, using the app. Possibly, I think they said even shut the engine off. And I joked that the person who then wrote the article repeated the phrase, and you should always engage your handbrake. And I said, well, that's kind of strange because you have a Ford Explorer that has a parking brake or an emergency brake that is foot operated. And I actually had several people say, well, Steve, you can't call it an emergency brake because that's not what it is. It's a parking brake. Well, that's one debate. But I had quite a few people say, Steve, it's a handbrake. It's a handbrake, so you use your hand on it. And I thought to myself, well, do people really think you're going to reach down and push a pedal with your hand? But apparently people, and again, I understand not as many people have driven as many cars as other people, but I've driven quite a few cars in my life. And some of them did, in fact, have a hand emergency brake or a hand parking brake. And some of them had a pedal emergency brake or a pedal parking brake. Depends what you want to call it, whether you want to call it a parking brake or an emergency brake. But I also had somebody say, Steve, it's also really stupid to call it an emergency brake because you would never use it in an emergency. And now, I had someone actually say, Steve, my driver's ed instructor said, if you call it an emergency brake, you're an idiot. And I love it when people say that someone else thinks I'm an idiot. Okay, why don't you just say that you think I'm an idiot? And if you don't think I'm an idiot, then just don't say it. But, oh, my friend thinks you're an idiot. Hey, why don't you two fight, you know? So just in case you don't know, and some people don't know this, so I apologize because the guys my age know this. But in the old days, and I'm talking about before I drove, but in the old days, the brakes on cars were not the best things they'd ever come up with. They were still developing a lot of the technology, and early cars didn't have good braking systems, okay? And so somewhere along the line, for instance, there were cars that only had brakes on one axle. Okay, and nowadays you should have brakes on all four corners, assuming you're driving a four-wheeled, two-axled car. I understand there's other vehicles out there. I personally owned a three-axle truck. I understand that. But my point is that the typical car on the road, typical car, two axles and four brakes, right? Four sets of brakes. And you might have disc brakes, you might have drum brakes, or you might have discs in the front, drums in the back. Or if you have a Ford Explorer, you might have discs all the way around, which is what I like, okay? However, that's not the point here. Early braking systems were not that good. And so they were often a lot of, like, linkage, for instance, that would go from your brake pedal to the brake mechanisms, okay? And so somewhere along the line, and I don't know the exact year, but somewhere along the line, somebody came up with the idea of using hydraulic systems for brakes. So that is that your foot would press down on a pedal, and that action would push on a piston that would then push hydraulic fluid and create pressure in a hydraulic fluid system that would then go through hoses out to either the, you know, where the braking mechanisms are, and then would actuate the braking mechanisms at the wheel. Okay? And so when they first came up with the idea of using hydraulic brakes, okay, a lot of people thought this is really, really cool because now we can run the brake hoses, the brake lines around stuff. In the old days where you had to use linkage, it was a nightmare to try to go around corners and stuff. And so it'd be very, very easy to have just the brake pedal over here, the master cylinder here, and then the brake lines running fluid, because you can run fluid around a corner. Fluid will go around a corner much better than a linkage will, a piece of linkage. And so there were people out there, though, as you might expect. Anytime you introduce new technology, people freak out. I could tell you stories about anti-lock brakes, but we'll do that for another day. In fact, I'll make a note because that's actually a good one. And so when you start telling people, we've got these new brakes on the cars, you need to know about these new brakes. There were people who said, well, how do they work? And they said, well, it's hydraulic. What do you mean hydraulic? They say, oh, there's brake fluid in a hose that goes out and it pushes on the brake mechanisms out at the wheels and it will stop the car. And people immediately would say, wait, that doesn't sound right. I'd rather have just a good solid connection. And in fact, I believe Henry Ford is one of the people who didn't like the idea of hydraulic brakes. But, so the thing is that there are people out there who said, well, that doesn't seem right. Like, what if it springs a leak? What if the brake fluid freezes? I mean, people don't know what this stuff is. It's just a new concept. And so when you tell people that there's going to be something, you know, people immediately start trying to question whether it's going to be safe or not. And so there was a concern in the early days of hydraulic brakes that what would happen if the hydraulic brakes failed, okay? Hydraulic brakes might fail. You could spring a leak, you know? And if you've ever driven a car and you put the pedal to the floor and you realize there's a problem, that will wake you up very quickly, okay? And if you've ever bled brakes, you also know about how that works. So anyways, what they came up with in the early days of the hydraulic brake systems was an emergency brake. And that's where the phrase came from. And the emergency brake was a system of cables that went to a lever or a pedal in the car that if you were to step on the brakes and you got nothing, your pedal goes to the floor, or you're stepping on the brakes and for whatever reason they're not working, you could grab this lever or this pedal and actuate it. And what it would do is it would run, there's a cable, usually a cable running back to the wheels, and it would simply override the hydraulics and it would actuate the rear brakes. So if you were in a situation where you had no brakes, and you had a handle or a pedal, you'd actuate it and you'd suddenly be able to engage the rear brakes. Okay, and usually the emergency brakes were one set of brakes. And so many cars, when they first came out with hydraulic brakes, had a backup system called an emergency brake. And it would often be called by the hipsters of 1940s an e-brake. It's like air conditioning is AC, and it's not aircon. I actually knew people who said, yeah, I turn on the aircon. It's like, get away from me with that dumb abbreviation. It's AC. So anyways, the e-brake. And so that's where the term e-brake came from, okay? E-brake. And you have to remember that this all developed long before automatic transmissions were even a glint in anybody's eye. And nowadays, of course, many people who know how to drive automatic transmissions, I hope you do, know that if you put the car in park, or park down wherever your newfangled shifter is, you put the car in park, you don't need to use a parking brake or an e-brake because there's a pawl in the transmission. And it's actually a thing that sticks in there and holds the transmission in place, which means that the car, if everything works according to plan, won't move, okay? But in the old days, if you were driving a car that had a standard shift manual transmission with a clutch, okay, and you were parked on level ground, you could put the car into gear and you could let the engine hold the car in place. Now, many people will tell you that that's not the ideal thing to do. Depends on your views on that. But of course, if you're parked on a hill, okay, or if you're in a weird situation where you're leaving the car running but you don't want it to roll away, you could use the e-brake, which was there, or you could use it as a parking brake. So you're not using it as an emergency brake. You're using it in a parking situation, so parking brake. So the emergency brake aspect of it over the years has faded to the point where no one thinks of it as, oh, what if my brakes fail? I will stomp on the e-brake, or I will grab the e-brake lever and activate the brakes. That's not what people think. People think, oh, it's a parking brake. But what to me was so funny was the fact that so many people said, oh, it's a handbrake. And yeah, it is a handbrake if you're using your hand to activate it. But what if it's a pedal down there, like on my Explorers, plural? And in fact, most of the vehicles I've owned in my life, a bunch of Explorers and other vehicles, have all had the pedal. So it's not a handbrake, you know. And I've had people say, well, Steve, it is a handbrake the same way you call a hot water heater as opposed to a water heater. And there's a difference, though. I mean, there's a logical, you might disagree with the logic, but a hot water heater does heat water and it makes hot water. That's, you know, but a pedal that I actuate with my foot is not a hand brake. It can't be. It has nothing to do with my hand. It's a parking brake. And it's, in the old days, it was an emergency brake. And I suspect that most people nowadays would know of it as a parking brake. But the old school guys like me will know it as an e-brake or an emergency brake. And I admit that I've never used one in an emergency. I will tell you, however, I mentioned my M35, my deuce and a half. And oddly, despite the fact it's a monstrous truck, it had a handbrake. But what was fascinating about the handbrake on the M35, and by the way, I just double-checked to actually, I don't have my truck anymore, but I double-checked and found a guy who did a video where he explains how the handbrake, parking brake, e-brake, whatever you want to call it, on the M35 actually works. And there's a lever on the left-hand side of the driver. So the driver's seat is, you know, behind the wheel. Left-hand side, there's a big metal lever. And when you pull the lever up, if you're in the truck, you can actually hear it engaging because it's directly, almost directly below the driver. And when you release it, if you let it slam, it'll slam down. But what's interesting about the parking brake or e-brake on an M35 deuce and a half is that there's actually a drive shaft coming out of the transfer case. And if you climb underneath the truck and look at it, it's the strangest thing. There is a big disc on the drive shaft. So the drive shaft is going this way. There's a disc on the drive shaft. And if you look at the disc from the back, which requires you to climb underneath the vehicle, but there's so much ground clearance, you can almost stand up under there. I'm joking. But you can climb under there and look at it. And there's this big disc. And it's actually the equivalent of a big brake disc. And there's actually brake shoes on the side. And when you pull that handle up, it just runs to cable and just, and it actually puts the brake shoe up against that big drum, that's on the drive shaft. And it's kind of funny because my M35, when I had it, at one point in time did develop a leak in the braking system. And I actually had a situation where I felt that the pedal was going lower and lower. And I actually had to use, I almost went with the right hand, but as the pedal went lower and lower, I actually had to use that instead as much as I could to get the vehicle home because I was worried that if I used the pedal too much, I was going to lose the fluid and wind up in a situation with no brakes except for the handbrake / e-brake. So it's a very unusual situation. So again, the emergency brake was the original thing that came along and largely was inspired by the fact that people didn't like the idea of hearing that, oh, these engineers have invented this way to have fluid that breaks, stops the car. That doesn't make any sense, you know. A hydraulic system, what? You know, and so anytime you have newfangled technology, it freaks people out. So I'm not saying it wasn't needed, but they did in fact come up with this mechanical backup system that they called an emergency brake. And so in the old days, I'm talking again before I learned to drive, in the old days, drivers were taught, if you're ever driving down the road and you lose your brakes, you can reach down and pull this lever or stomp on this pedal, and that will stop the vehicle using a mechanical system attached to your rear axle. So that's where the e-brake came from. If you've got a hand parking brake, you can call it a handbrake. But I don't care what you say. I'm going to disagree with anybody who says that the pedal I step on in my Explorer is a handbrake because other vehicles have got handbrakes. It's like, yeah, and mine's got a pedal, which is a parking brake or an emergency brake. And, you know, it's funny because I actually double-checked a bunch of things on the internet, including Wikipedia. You know what? Why not? And Wikipedia actually says there's absolutely no reason to ever use a parking brake or e-brake while driving because brakes don't fail. So, good to know that the editors of Wikipedia are on it because they've obviously got that right. So, anyways, emergency brake, parking brake, hand brake can be synonyms, except for when you got a pedal, you work with your foot. I don't care what you say. I'm going to my grave saying that is, in fact, not a handbrake. But I hope that clarifies the issues for those of you who are wondering what an e-brake was or why we call it that. Questions or comments, as always, I invite you to put them below. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.